Uh-oh.
Well, not bad flooding, but like the garage flooded.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a drain at the base of the driveway, which kind of runs downhill into the garage.
Yeah, so that's basically the very thing you were worried about, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the very thing I forgot to clean out when I got home.
Oh.
So all the little flowers from the pear trees or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the white flowers that you see on the trees this time of year?
Mm-hmm.
They all come off with the rain, and then they plug up the drain, and then the drain being plugged up makes a big puddle in front of the garage door, and then the water starts coming into the garage. And it wasn't really even, there's nothing to be damaged in there. It just pisses me off. So.
Sure, yeah.
So I was out there in my...
whitey tidies?
Well, no, I had my, I put my slicker on, my rain slicker.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about this mostly on the radio yesterday.
Yeah, I think so.
Brendan was very fascinated by my rain gear.
Yes, I was wondering if you had everything.
I do. I have a slicker, you know, a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And like a rubberized jacket and pants. But good. I don't have boots.
Ooh.
Sort of a Gordons of Gloucester kind of look.
Yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, boots are really a crucial part, keeping those feet dry.
Yeah, because I had to wade into the water, and I just waded in my
Crocs.
No.
No, that would get messy.
Well, that would have been smart, but I don't think Crocs when I think I need something for my feet so my shoes don't get wet.
Sure,
I don't
yeah.
think right. Crocs.
No.
That's only for taking pictures of my cock in
Favre.
Yeah, they are not that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
That style of shoe.
Sure. Yeah, it's a good background piece.
Uh-huh. Now Favre had the Green Bay Packers yellow.
Uh huh.
Right.
Yes, I want to say that to me they I remember those
even though yellow. He was with the Jets at the time, I think.
Yes.
But I've got.
There's
Bears.
Also Vikings purple in spots, as I recall from that photo.
Okay, all right, yeah, but not the Crocs.
I don't think
more
so.
more the cock.
I guess. Yeah.
I have Bears orange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which nice. Is a nice presentation against my pale hose.
Huh.
But. Yeah, so I finally got that unplugged, but I'm out there in the fucking light. I mean, there's lightning, like, going all around me.
I'm wow.
Like, I'm like, what are you doing, man? You're going to die out here.
Yeah.
And then I thought that Brendan would think that was funny.
Get to the root cellar, mother. I'll take care of this.
Look, he's just got his jacket on. He didn't even put the rain pants on. And he's got no rain shoes.
Check shoes. Come
and
on.
He's holding a hammer. Why is he holding a hammer? I was holding a hammer like Thor. Like, I thought, I don't know what I was doing. And the hammer was to try to get the grates off of the drain, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, it's all fine now.
That's good.
It's all fine. I mean, it was no big deal. It just pissed me off. But I was fine. I was still fine. We watched TV, and then I went to bed. And then I just woke up this morning, and I... Like, every time I turn my head, I get dizzy.
Oh, dude.
So I think I might be pregnant.
Hey.
Yeah, so good news.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
but good. Bad news, I can't come in, but good news, I'm with child.
Oh, we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Any news on the father?
Could be anyone, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm a light sleeper, so you'd think I'd know. I have no idea what's wrong with me, but... Huh.
Is it something you've encountered before, this type of
no,
feeling?
No. I'd say this is like vertigo.
Mm, really?
I don't know what vertigo is exactly. I know it's not good. You can't play hockey on it.
No.
A sensation of whirling and loss of balance associated particularly with looking down from a great height.
Yeah.
Well, I'm only 5'10", so I'm not that high. Or caused by disease affecting the inner ear or the vestibular nerve.
We actually have an expert here. He wrote a great song called Vertigo. It's Bono.
Well,
what
really?
It is.
In the middle of me describing my illness, you got to make Dog do a bit? No, it's cool. I'm kidding. Yes, Bono, tell me a little bit about vertigo, if you would, please.
What I did for vertigo. But
we all can just stipulate that Brendan doesn't give a fuck about me, right?
No, I'm just
that's cool. Let's just get that on the record.
I think he's trying to frost a cake that wasn't quite out of the oven yet.
It's well said, Bono.
Okay.
Well
said, Bono. Right on, man. You should. That's another
image. Let's end the bit with that.
You should put that in a song, bro. Yeah,
I might. I might indeed.
Okay. So tell me about vertigo.
No, that's it. I feel I did a nice little mic drop there, and you go ahead and continue with your walls and your ales.
Yeah.
Speaking of ales, my throat's a bit dry. Do you mind?
I think we have some ale in the other
room. Anything in the fridge?
Yeah, there's some IPA.
Thank you, old chum.
Yeah, not much else, though. The thing's been decimated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My God, Brendan, are you taking water home?
You got to stay hydrated.
God, we had like 100 waters in there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
All gone. Really disappeared.
Yeah. Feeling of feeling off balance. Sensation of feeling off balance. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I have, but I don't know why. So,
Did you hit your head or anything when you...
No, I don't think so.
Swallow a lot of rainwater? Nothing?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I was frantically trying to stem the tide, like Mel Gibson and Sissy Spacek in that River movie, if you remember that from the 80s.
Oh, uh-huh. Right. Sure. Yeah.
Their farm was flooding or something. The dike gave way or...
I was picturing John Candy in The Great Outdoors running from the bear through the rainstorm, but in his
you're not a homeowner. You just don't get it.
I
was thinking. I came in afterwards, and I was fine. So I don't think it's got anything to do with that. Okay. I don't know what it is. It might just be an inner ear thing. It could be the pressure out here. I mean, it was 80 yesterday. Then we had 2 inches of rain, and now it's like 60. So maybe it's that. I don't know. Maybe I'm coming down with something.
Does it feel migraine-y?
A little bit. I took a migraine pill, but it didn't, and it made it stop hurting, but I'm still dizzy. So it's just something inside my head.
Did you use?
It's probably just an earwig or something, some kind of weird bug.
Flew out of the tree and into your head, probably.
Yeah, probably hopped up out of the water, some weird water, like a snake.
Needed a host.
A small snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was that story about the girl in Washington, D.C. who had a cockroach in her ear and they couldn't get it out for 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. Is that a recent story?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll send it to you.
Could be that. I don't think we have cockroaches here, but we've had a lot of beetles.
Actually, it was in Florida, so maybe somebody brought one back with you.
No. There are cockroaches in Florida. And then there are plenty of bugs too.
Did you have a nap this morning to try to?
Yeah, I've slept for a couple hours since I got up. But
yeah.
Did you sleep? And you slept pretty well last night. Overall, would you say?
No. I would say no. Rosie's got this new thing she does where she didn't do it last night. But she did it right when we went to bed. In the middle of the night, if you touch her, she thinks you're attacking her.
Ooh.
Oh, come on, man.
And so she kind of bares her teeth, and it's weird.
Wow.
And I thought maybe it was because she had her collar on, her shock collar, you know?
Uh-huh.
Even though we don't ever shock her, sometimes we'll beep it.
Just to give her the threat.
Well, because she has to learn to calm down around the grandkids and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, maybe you know, it's got two prongs. Maybe if they hit her the right way, she thinks that's another dog or something.
Yeah,
because that's where dogs go, right? You know, to the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And last night before we went to sleep, I put my foot, you know, down like around her butt, kind of like just to, and she kind of went after it. Mm. So, I gave her a talking to, and then she didn't do it all night. She was good all night, so. But I think I slept lightly because I was concerned she was going to do that again. Because if she does it anymore, she can't sleep with us. And I like it when she sleeps with us.
Mm-hmm. It's comforting.
So, yeah.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.